Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, the ultimate destination for all you freedom seekers out there who are yearning to break free from the chains of a traditional job and create an online business that allows you to live life on your terms. Get ready to unlock the secrets of online business, digital marketing, and be inspired by incredible interviews with those who are already living the dream. And now, please join us in welcoming your host, Lindsay Sutherland, a high-performance business consultant and a true advocate of the laptop lifestyle.
Recently, I produced an episode talking about productivity. And one of the key components to productivity is speaking about energy. And there's been some deep realizations, I suppose you could say, that have been happening over here on this end of the microphone. And one of them is really specifically about energy and managing that, like the actual ins and outs of managing that. You know, it's great in the episode I did before to mention that that's an important thing to consider. But applying it to your life takes a different level of commitment. And today I want to deep dive into that a little bit because it's been coming up. I've actually been doing, I would say, I'm calling it an energy audit. So let me break down exactly what I'm doing. Essentially, I'm paying attention to my energy. And by that, I mean, not just how much energy do I have for a given task, but how much does that task energize me, right? Like, is it fun to do or do I feel drained? And I'm open to the idea of saying no to things like, okay, this is not lighting me up. Therefore, I think I'm going to pivot away from this. And then, of course, that brought up a whole new set of challenges. Like, how do I do that? How do I articulate this message? What do I do to replace like those things that were in my life? Maybe they were producing an income, but they're not bringing me joy. They're not energizing me. It's not even so much about joy. It's about like making me feel like I'm living a fulfilled life. So part of what I'm saying here is step one, it was more or less just evaluating my level of energy as it relates to the task I was doing and or the people I was interacting with. And so that is step one, just taking this clear, open, honest account of the facts. Like, how energized are you in your relationships, your friendships, your client relationships, your morning routine, your interactions with your children or your children's school or your car rides? I mean, anything and everything that's a part of your life, evaluating that energy. I don't know. It's not so much the energy output, but more or less the energy level associated with it as it relates to what kind of energy is it producing for you. Okay. Now there are caveats to that, right? Because we are going to have days where we're just tired or we didn't take our vitamins or we didn't get our extra cup of coffee, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying literally like, do you find yourself feeling frustrated or irritated when you're sitting in front of somebody and they're rambling? I mean, maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe it's somebody that you've considered a friend for a long time, but for some reason, the conversations that you continually have don't energize you. Maybe they're depleting your energy. That's something to think about. And honestly, it's a very, I don't know, hurtful thing to think about, I guess you could say, because these are probably people you might feel a sense of loyalty to. But if that conversation isn't energizing you, then I would say ask yourself, can I bring more energy to this conversation? Can I help this conversation pivot or this relationship pivot in a way that is more energizing? And then after you've evaluated those things, ask yourself, is it time to let this go? You know, maybe it's time to let this go. And that's when you have to have those hard conversations with people. But I would say that first doing that audit is step one. Step two is then asking yourself, how can you step it up? You know, I'm going to be really honest with you here. My marriage was an area that I felt wasn't really energizing me. And part of the reason was just we've been together for 16 years. You know, anybody who's been married for that long, it's so easy to get stuck in a rut, to just feel like it's the same old same. Well, my husband and I, we went to the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, which I shared my experience about that in a previous episode, but I'm so glad he came with me because it really showed me how together we can re-energize our relationship. So let me give you some examples of ways that I've been doing that, because I want you to really think about this when you're talking about step two, which is literally instituting change and creating more energy in a situation. Like, I wasn't gonna just dismiss my husband because we weren't feeling energized anymore. It's like, that doesn't make sense. Whereas maybe with an acquaintance or a friend that, you know, it's just been kind of holding on to but doesn't really energize me, I'm not going to dedicate my time in that respect, at least not as frequently. But my husband's a whole different situation. This is my family that, you know, this is meaningful in my life and my children's lives. So what I did is I started learning conversation starters that were beyond the typical, "How was your day, dear?" It was more like, "What energizes you? What are you thinking about?" I think one of the ones that sparked one of the most riveting conversations, believe it or not, was asking him about his friendships and relationships and what does he value as a contributing quality relationship. It wasn't like a leading question, for I know some of the guys are probably like, "Oh, that's such a setup." No, it was not. It was genuinely being interested. Although he did ask me, you know, "Why are you asking all these questions?" And I said, "Look, here's the thing. We've been married for 16 years, or we actually haven't been married 16 years, but we've been together for 16 years. I said, "Are you the same person that I married?" "No, I'm not the same person you married. How would I know what's different about you if I don't ask you these deep questions that may seem out of left field?" And another pattern that I'd seen us starting to fall into was that old, "Well, I've known you for this long, so I already know X, Y, or Z about you." And we start to make assumptions about each other that are not true anymore. Maybe they were true 10 years ago, but they're not true anymore. And we're experiencing our relationship with a mindset that is stuck in the past. And I thought, I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to be engaged. I want to get to know you. I want to have curiosity about your thoughts, about your feelings, about what you think needs to be done to change something. So it really led to a very scintillating conversation that I could just tell. Even he was like leaning forward, the light was shining in his eyes. You know, it was like a conversation. It was like when we were dating and getting to know each other for the first time. So I encourage you, if you have a relationship that you do want to continue and you want it to be more engaging, take ownership of it. You know, find out what questions can you ask and set up the conversation so it's not threatening and out of left field. I warned him, I warned him, because he is a C personality. So C personalities, if you understand the DISC personality profile, they do not like to be blindsided by conversations or anything for that matter. So I made sure to say, "Hey, I have a couple questions I want to talk to you about later. It's just kind of some deep thinking stuff, you know, so just to be prepared." So he wasn't just totally caught off a left field, although he was curious about the nature of the questions and why I was asking them. So my point is to say, you know, step two is to be intentional. Really take an account of what relationships in your life matter. And you know what's a really other important piece of this? Isn't even just intimate relationships. I think it's also critical to apply this to friendships that you want to have a deeper connection with. My good friend Julie, who was the host of the Conscious Investor Summit, and she's the host of the podcast, The Conscious Investor, we get together with her. It's not just me and her. It's like a group of, I don't know, it's like getting to like 13 women that meet up every month. And we sometimes, we just have these really deep conversations. So she brought up the book, she brought to the meeting the book Charged by Brendon Burchard. I haven't read it, but this topic she talked about specifically was relating to friendships, kind of what led me into that conversation with my husband. But what was interesting is I walked away from that conversation like, who would be my growth friends? That's what Brendon calls it, growth friends. And what kind of a relationship do I want with them? Do I want my relationship to be laissez-faire, where I just bump into them in town and we have a really great off-the-cuff conversation? Or are these people that I want to rely on as a part of my ecosystem on a consistent basis? And if that's the case, what does that look like? How can I set that up so that we're meeting more consistently? That totally changed my perception because, you know, I think as children, well, think back to when you made friends as a kid. It was a very natural thing. You were in an environment where you were around other people most of the time. Most of us were. So you naturally start to find an affinity for people, and then you naturally just turn into friends. And it's natural for kids to make friends and to hang out. And it's natural for friends to come and go. And you just kind of are laissez-faire about it. You know, you don't, yeah, you want to get together and do things as friends, but more or less because you just want to hang out and do something. It is different when you're an adult and you have obligations. You have a husband or a wife and you have children and you have a job, and suddenly friendships kind of take a back seat, don't they? And you end up just meeting up with people at random or having a random cup of coffee every quarter to just catch up. But is that catching up charging you? Is it energizing you? Or is it just a time suck? Let's be honest. Like, sometimes getting together to just say, hey, what's new with you? Hey, what's new with you? And talking about your emotions can actually be draining, especially if it's leading down a negative connotation. I learned from that discussion that I want friends that challenge me. I want friends that know me intimately about my goals and my dreams. And they are my friends that hold me accountable to those goals and dreams. And they have my ultimate permission to call me out on my crap. That's the kind of friendships I want to really nurture and cultivate. And so I went back because of that conversation. I went back to these people that I saw that are my growth friends. And I shared with them this feedback and said, hey, I consider you to be a growth friend. I want to be more intentional in our relationship. Oh, and by the way, part of the reason you're a growth friend is because I value your feedback and your honesty, and I give you complete permission to hold me accountable on my stuff because you know what my big goals are, and I know and I trust that you have my best intention, my best life in mind, right? And vice versa. I have that for them as well. So my friends, I hope this episode gives you some deep thoughts and considerations about some things that could really change the trajectory of your relationships in life, in business, and all around. Thanks for tuning in. If you appreciated this episode, please be sure to share it with somebody that is resonating with you or popping up in your head right this moment. You're like, I know three people who need this episode. You know, that's how we share goodness, is we share episodes like this. So again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Bye for now. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and remember that the power to create the life that you want is already within you. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, make sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share the podcast with your fellow freedom seekers. Together, we'll inspire and empower countless individuals to live life on their own terms.